Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome to another episode of the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm your hostess for today. I'm so glad you're here. And we are talking today about the full body wellness system. And I would like to introduce you to that second phase today of this wonderful program that we have created last year and is going strong this year as well. But first, I'd really like to get us grounded. So I'm going to give you this question once again. What is it like for you being a spiritual being having a human experience? For me, what that means is really embodying all of who I am in this physical form so that I then can look at creating all of the connections with all of the spiritual guidance that I have. And one of the ways that I do that is through light language blessings and activations and meditations. So I'm going to use my chimes, which I love to do, to really bring in that intonation of the angelic realm and really allow us to go deep within ourselves and our center to be able to be here now. So go ahead and just close your eyes or keep your eyes open if you're on the road or you're doing anything that requires conscious concentration, but we hope that you can just really relax into this moment and just allow these tones to go deeply within your heart. Creator of all that is, the one who lives and breathes within all things, we thank you for this day and we thank you for our lives. We thank you that we have chosen this wonderful journey on the planet Earth of being spirit in human form. We now ask that all of who we are gets activated within us in this moment, to know who we are as spirit in form and be able to access all of our knowing from a place of power and peace and possibility. So what is the full body system wellness? Well, I have the information actually that I wrote in our program last year. And it really gives you a good definition of what I mean when I talk about full body system wellness and program. Full means including all the parts working together for your highest and best good. So that's the fullness of who you are, the fullness of life, the fullness of power, the fullness of support. Body means incorporating the structures in place that can assist you on your path, including your physical body, the body of what society has to offer you, and bodies of work such as this and other spirit-based belief systems. System means interconnecting the dynamics and practices that help you unlock and access parts of your expanded spirit body. you may not even know that you have. Wellness means intending that everything you do in a day helps and heals you to the fullest extent possible so that you can live your best life. And program means implementing a set of tools and daily practices that will help you discover and achieve what you are here to do. So the Full Body System Wellness Program was originally created as a 21-step daily practice of incorporating all of who you are so that you can live your best life. We think of habits as needing 21 days to really have a full experience of changing a habit to be able to be experienced differently than an automatic program. So if you've already had an automatic program of, say, smoking cigarettes or drinking alcohol or gambling, then in order to change that habit, you really need to give yourself a full 21 days of changing the habit to something different, taking different actions, making different choices, and looking at your commitments and accountability in that area. So that's what we're looking at when we look at the 21 days. And really just, you know, looking and seeing what works for you. So this particular program is actually butterfly inspired. The butterfly is a culmination of the egg first that turns into then a caterpillar. And then it turns into a chrysalis. It really shifts into the chrysalis stage going within. And then it emerges in the next phase to be this beautiful butterfly. But it takes time for each of those phases to happen. And so this particular program is a 3-month, 3-phase, 21-step process towards full body system wellness. And I say 3 months as a gauge. It's a really great idea to take as much time as you can with this program. When we originally created it, we were kind of in a hurry to get this information out last year. And so we created it as 21 days. Now, you don't have to do it in that short amount of time. It would be a little crazy to do that. It can be done, but if you really want to delve deeply, I would suggest that you take about 3 months for this process. And by the end of that process, we hope that you will be in a place of wanting to delve deeper into some of our other wonderful programs that we have coming up. So let me tell you about the phases. So the first phase is really dealing with human problems, everything that has to do with being human, from how your body system feels in the pain body. You know, what's your musculature like? What is the blood flow doing? Are you feeling ill a lot of the time? Are you stressed out and feeling, you know, really, really in judgment about other people? Then we go into all of the phases of the human experience, like money and belief systems and relationships and, you know, our connection to society and all of the different stuff that we humans get to deal with on a daily basis. And then we look at phase two, which we're in talking about a little bit more in depth today, which is connecting spiritual solutions to those human problems. In the time that I have been going through my spiritual awakening and my spiritual journey, I have really pulled together a lot of different tools that work for taking care of my spirit and my soul. And with all of the tools that I've created, I really wanted to give you, the listener, and my clients that work with me, the ability to pull at any moment's notice a spiritual tool from the toolbox to be able to access the parts of themselves that they really want to live life more passionately, more profoundly, and more powerfully. And so I pulled together, as I said, all of the tools that I know of, and more is growing all the time and changing. So I'm gathering them as I can. Phase three is really, we're going to talk about that the following month. We're going to talk about integrating both those systems together so that you have a full system of full body wellness to be able to create your life powerfully and knowing what your next steps are. So in a minute, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about really a little bit more in detail about what phase two is, what's available with that. And I'm going to give you a little sneak peek into one of the tools that I use for my full body system wellness. We'll be right back.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, dash I-T-Y.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I am your hostess for today, and we are talking about the Full Body System Wellness program that I created. And we are talking about the phase two of this program, which is discovering spiritual solutions. Phase one, we talked all about problems, right? Humans, we as humans have lots of stuff that we deal with on a daily basis, don't we? Well, wouldn't it be great to have spiritual solutions at your fingertips? Well, this is the phase that we actually get to grab those tools and use them on a daily basis. One of the tools that I use is called what I call the daily hookup. And again, this is something that Spirit gave me as a tool to bring together for us to use. It includes the higher self, the spirit team, the pillar of light, and the chakra system. And so I'm going to go through that really quickly with you so that you have an idea of what I mean by all of those terms. But it really is a way that it's a system that you can actually implement as a daily ritual for yourself. So that it's important to have rituals in our lives so that we have accountability and we have a way to really set ourselves up for success. So when I think about the higher self, what I mean by that is the part of you that is the most connected to the God source. I say God, you can call it nature. You can, maybe you're a Christian and you call it Jesus, the Christ. Whatever it is that you believe in is, you know, whatever made this earth and all of its inhabitants, that's what I call God, the creator. So I want, and I learned this years and years ago, that it's termed the higher self. And that higher self connects with all the higher selves of other people on the planet. And then all of that becomes the Godhead, so to speak. I know lots of different terms I'm using, but if you think about that, then you're connecting to the higher self. And I have a process in the program where I go in detail through each of these different steps to get you connected to each one, okay? So the higher self is first, you connect in with that, and it simply starts with your intention. So if you have the intention to connect to that part of you, you can also call it the wise self, or the inner self is another term that you can use, that part of you that knows. And you don't necessarily know why you know, but you know things, right? They come in and it connects in with your wise self. Then we go into the spirit team, and I go in detail to hook you up actually as an activation with your spirit team. So that's all of your guides, teachers, and angels that have agreed to work with you in this lifetime. A lot of times they make an agreement with you before you come incarnate into this body. You make an agreement together, you come in as a group, and they start working with you regularly. And keep in mind that when I say work with you, they can work with you to an extent, but only to an extent, because we are a free will zone here on Earth. And so they really need your permission to work as deeply with you as they really can. So in this process of spirit team and activation, I actually connect you consciously with a spirit team so that you know who they are, they know who you are, you've been introduced, and I then can coach you on how to work with them on a daily basis. Coaching is always available in this program, so it's great to be able to do that so that you get supported regularly. Then we go into what's called the pillar of light. And what I learned about the pillar of light is it's also called the column of light, or the central tube is also another term for it. And my understanding is, imagine that this selenite crystal here that I have can be like the pillar of light. Okay, imagine that this is filled with light, the spiritual light of God, or if you think about a star system, and it wraps around your spine, and then it's also inside of your central nervous system. So it goes right along your spine and helps to include all of who you are with all of the different nerves and different information pathways that are available in your spinal body. So then we go into the chakra system, and the chakra system is an Eastern tradition that I learned about years ago. Many of you who do yoga know about the chakra system. We have seven different chakras in the body that run all up and down the spinal column. Starts with the tailbone and goes all the way up to include the top of your head. The spine goes all the way up to the base of the head. And then there are two other chakras that go up to the top of the head. These are holographic, so they're third dimensional or three dimensional. They go all the way around, front and back. They also include the sides. So when we say heart, we're not talking necessarily about the physical heart, but the whole heart chakra. So this entire area here. The third eye is considered the sixth chakra. So that's our psychic sight. The seventh chakra connects us specifically to the God source and to our higher intelligence. Our solar plexus, or our third chakra, is right here in our solar plexus. It includes our power center. Then we go to our base chakra and our second chakra. Base chakra is really the bottom of our tailbone or our pelvic center. Then we go into the sacral chakra, which includes our sexual organs, our family history, our money, survival tools, all of that stuff. So the chakra part of our four-step hookup, we clear them out and then we get them spinning in the proper way. And it really gives us another access to all of who we are and our different connections to our spirit teams. Okay. I connect you with one spirit team, but you can go really far with creating a lot of different spirit teams, and I can help you with that. So I'm going to lead you through a little bit of that. This is something that you can use every day, but real quickly. So I'm just going to give you an example for myself. So I connect up to my higher self and I imagine a ball of light. You can think of it as the sun or just a ball of sunlight, moonlight, star light right above your head, maybe about where my hands are. And then you can just invite that to come all the way down into your body and ask it to center like right in your heart. Thank it for being there. And I would do this every day. Then I call on my spirit team. I have many of them that I work with. So I call on all of my spirit teams to enter in and assist me throughout my day. And I ask them questions and I ask them for information, any action steps that I need to take, anything that I need to watch out for, any communications that I need to have with other people. I get very specific with what I want because they don't know unless I ask them, and they can't help me unless I ask them. That's the rule that's of the planet. So the pillar of light, I bring it all the way down. You can bring it. I actually do both. I bring it from the earth and bring her energy because there's light in the earth. I bring that light up and I actually involve my legs too, because my legs need to stay grounded. I need to stay in my body. So I bring the earth energy up to connect with the source energy coming down from the heavens. And I bring them both together and they centralize right in my heart. So you can play with that, you know, whatever works the best for you. And again, I'm a coach, so I can help you with kind of accessing those different energies that work the best for you. Then with the chakras, especially if I have any pain in my body, I'll check in. Like currently I'm feeling a little stiffness, not necessarily a lot of pain, but a lot of little stiffness in my second chakra, right where my sacrum is, or the bottom of my spine. I'm feeling that goes right across the top of my buttocks, if you will. So that's an area that I would focus on, and I would clear that out. And I do that counterclockwise. So if you just imagine, you can use your hands and just imagine that is clearing, 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 clearing. And then we're going to have that spin the proper way. And we just go clockwise. And we ask all of the energies of the second chakra to now have clean, pure, loving energy. And I invite in that yellow of that second chakra. to come in. Different colors are associated with each chakra. And I tend to have the second chakra as the yellow and the third chakra as the orange. You might have been taught or see them differently, have them switched. Whatever the color is that you feel or sense or see is perfect for you. So just play with these different energies and see what works for you. And again, I can help you with that if you want more assistance. Then after we do the four-step daily hookup, I go into creating different sacred items and exploring your eternal self, what that means, and lots of other tools that we then start exploring in the third phase next month. But really, this is your ability to access all of who you are and remember that you have so much support available to you all the time that I want to give you as many tools as you can use. So I'm going to take another break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about what's in the program and what's available. And then we're going to talk about what's coming up in the next phase and also in the days and months to come. So I will be back from the break and we'll go into the next part of the program.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. So we are talking about the Full Body System Wellness Program. And we are talking about phase two of the program that we created, which is a three-phase program. And I want to share a little bit about what's in here as far as the different parts. So this is a go at your own pace program, which means that you can take your own time with your own pace and take as much time as necessary. And I will help you every step of the way if you get stuck or if you need more clarification. I will make sure that you get your needs met as far as understanding what's available in the program. You always have half price coaching available to you with this program. It is an extra cost, but we can talk more about that. Once you purchase the program, we can work out a schedule for you so that you have regular support from me as you go through it. We also have a private Facebook group that is available for you as well as you go through it. There's a mix of pre-recorded videos, audios, language of light blessings, guided meditations, activations, and there's also a resource document that's full of activities that you can use as a guidebook. We are in the process of creating an actual workbook with it right now. It is as it is, and you can you'll get the working copy of the program once you purchase, and you can choose to add things, delete things. It's really your own resource guide to be able to use. There's also playlists that have been created, music playlists that have been created to accompany all of the exercises and the audios and videos that go with the program, so that you can use music to access those parts of you that might be a little elusive. Sometimes we get so caught up in the busyness of life that it's tough to know how to focus in on what we're doing. But this, as I said, is a self-guided program for you to be able to take as much time as you need. There have been people that have gone through, have purchased this program, and they actually listen to the different videos and audios several different times to get different teachings from them. So there is no have to with this program. It's great. We've set it up so that, as I said, it's set up as a 21-day adventure, and we suggest that you take time. So you can take, upwards of 3 months if you want to. You could even take longer if you want to. It's all up to you. But we'll give you the whole program all at once. And then once you get all the program, I believe there's a link in the program to join the Facebook group. If you also want to join me you can look at the fullbodysystemwellness.com to get more information. You can also look at brightbutterflyenterprises.com to find out more about my services. You can also email me at the empowermeshow@gmail.com to get more information. This is actually the first of a series of three different distinct programs that put all together become the 9-month butterfly rebirth journey. We're in the process of creating the other programs to go along with this program. And the second program that we're creating along with this first flagship intro program is the soul contract program. This is where we dive deep into what you've learned in the first program, what other spiritual tools are available for you, and what does it mean to have a soul and to be willing to release what no longer serves you. So looking at the contracts, quote unquote, the agreements, the oaths, all of that stuff that accumulated is considered karma. We come in as human beings with karma. Our understanding of humans on the planet is that there are now children, some children that won't have karma from the past, which is amazing that they don't have that to deal with, but they may create some new. I don't know for sure. This is just hearsay that I've heard from different spiritual teachers that I've been following. But most of us, if we are adults living now, have karma to deal with. So I have been given a process for releasing the old karma through activations and light language and different tools to delve deeply into what those different karmic lessons are so that you can glean all that information and then be able to learn how to deal with the new contracts as they come in. That's what's great about this work, is that light language does amazing, amazing things. They're like a laser going right into the middle of whatever we're looking at. And it helps to just peel stuff away so that more pure information can come forward without all the gunk that we tend to hold. So that's a little bit about what's available with the soul contract work. I look forward to doing that with you as we develop this next program. We're going to take another break here in a little bit, but I wanted to talk about the eternal self a little bit. We bring that in the second phase, and we also talk a little bit more about that towards the end of the second phase, the beginning of the third phase. And the third phase, we look more into the ceremonies that I've been taught, the ceremonies that I've learned, the way that I've worked with different groups, different activations, how you can use creativity as a way to access more of who you are. We look at merging the past, the present, and the future selves. And what would that look like if you could do that? That would be actually really great. What if you could recreate a life from your past, your memories from your past, and you could actually rewrite them to a story that works for you, the story that isn't as painful as you remember, a story that doesn't have the trauma and the gut-wrenching memories that are associated with them? What if you could rewrite that to a memory that you could actually smile about? A memory where you talk about the lessons that you learned from that experience rather than being the victim and feeling like you've been traumatized and feeling like you're never going to get beyond it and all of the different belief systems that have been associated with that particular issue. This is what's available as we delve into this kind of work. And I am so honored and privileged to be able to give you this information. So we again are going to take another break. And when we come back, I'm going to recap kind of what we've talked about so far and what is available to you from here forward. And I can't wait to go forward with you as you fully embrace your full body system wellness. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, when success feels easy. Every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Welcome back. We are talking about the Full Body System Wellness Program. And we've been talking about the first, really part one, of a 9-month butterfly rebirth journey program. I say that it's a part one because this is really the intro program to kind of an overview of what is available to you in this full 9-month program. And each program, as I said, will be in its own way, a program that you could isolate to just be its own program. But it's really great if you can do the whole program together as a series. One, habits, soul connection, and everyday mastery. Oh, I like that. So the first program is actually habits. We talk extensively about habits. And I thought about this last year as everything was opening up and closing down and opening up at the same time. And it seemed like our whole world was being challenged by systems that weren't functioning well and systems that were breaking down and systems that were really, really challenged. And we, as a human species, were incredibly frustrated with the way things were. And so a lot of people did a lot of either shutting down and hiding out, or deciding that they were going to do something about it. By God, they were going to do something about it. And so a lot of anger and a lot of rage and a lot of fighting back started emerging. And it got very clear to me that this is why we are in the state of affairs that we are in. That's why the world is the way it is. We talk about broken systems. We talk about a world that is broken. We talked about trying to emerge from a world where struggle and stress is the way that most people live. And we here at the Empower Me Show are determined and committed to giving you tools and giving you perspectives that work differently. And so this program, the 21-day, 21-step, full-body full body system wellness program is that first step for many people of really looking squarely in the face at yourself, squarely in the face of what hasn't been working, squarely in the face about, okay, so you feel like you're a victim. You feel like you're traumatized. You feel like so-and-so did this to you. You feel like the job system is awful. You feel like, you know, maybe you're one of these people where you lost your job. Maybe you're one of these people that got the COVID virus. Maybe you're one of these people that are struggling to be able to buy your groceries, pay rent, pay for child support, being able to know what's happening with your children. This is the program where you get to face yourself and say, okay, so I've got all this stuff that I'm doing, all this stuff that's not working. What am I going to do about it? Do I have any power? And I'm here to tell you, yes, you do. And I have tools to help you. So we are going to go full on into what I have discovered in my lifetime as a way to live that works differently than you've been living before. In the second part of the 9-month butterfly journey program, we're going to talk about soul contracts. And what does that mean? And what am I talking about? There are many people, many, many people now that are talking about karma and soul contracts and, you know, the eternal self and, you know, the Akashic records. That's another whole teaching that I have not delved into, but I'm sure that karma and soul contracts is in there somewhere. But we do have a divine library, that's the Akashic records, that has a record of all of our different lessons that we've learned over a lifetime that we've been here. And so the soul contract work is really allowing us to look square on each lifetime that comes up. And that comes up in an activation that I do to really weed out the things that are still in the way of us fully embodying our new soul contracts that we're here to embody, the gifts that you have in this lifetime. And we weed them out, and then we go deep into some processes to be able to access the lessons from those. In the third phase of the full body system wellness program, we are going to talk about the mastery, the self-mastery of your spirit path. So I know I'm kind of going back and forth between the different things, but in the full body system wellness program, next month with phase 3, I'll talk more about really integrating your human self, your human condition, and all of the problems, all of the challenges, all of the stress, all of the details of the self, and many of the tools, the spiritual tools that are available to help with those. And then we integrate them together. And it's a really juicy time. We talk about ceremony. We talk about creativity. We talk about using art and color and jewelry and, you know, mandalas and anything that you can imagine to just really shift things up so that you get a different perspective. In our family, my husband and my daughter and I, we use games. We play games together. We watch movies. We listen to music. We do sacred ceremony as a way to really honor who we are as spiritual beings having human experiences. And we don't allow our humanness to get in our way. And that's my invitation to you, is that you don't allow your human self to get in your way. And you will. And I can help you. And I look forward to that. My contact information is brightbutterflyenterprises.com. That will give you a rundown of right now of the different services that I have available. I am also available by email at the Empower Me Show at gmail.com. You can also go to fullbodysystemwellness.com to get a really in-depth understanding of what the Full Body System Wellness Program is. And you can also purchase the program from there or on my website at Bright Butterfly Enterprises if you are ready to dive in. And once you dive in, what will happen is that I'll get contacted that you have purchased, and then I will send you the full program. At that time, once you've purchased the program and you know that you want coaching from me, then what I would suggest is that you contact me either by the empowermeshow at gmail.com, or you can book a discovery call on my website. That's about a 15-minute call to really discuss what that coaching package looks like for you. And then we can make it really unique and custom designed for you and your needs. So the cost of the program and the half off coaching is really a great deal for you to be able to take yourself on as a transformation journey. And I encourage you to take it. I encourage you to dive in, because it's a once in a lifetime. This is the time, especially now that we're entering summer, to lighten up a little bit. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a chance to explore who you are as spirit and form. Next month, as I said, we'll talk about the integration. Next week, I'm going to be joined by my husband, David Buck, and we are going to be talking about Spirit Partners for Life. That's our episode. We are going to talk about divine timing and what does that mean? All of the different ways that divine timing works and in our lives. And let's see, what else can I tell you? Divine timing is really allowing our relationship with our Creator to guide us and dictate like a dictator, but really inform us as to the flow, the divine flow of life. So when I think about divine timing, I think about connecting to my spirit teams. I think about connecting to the cycles of the moon and the sun. I think about connecting to the spirit animals. I think about connecting to the trees and their way of growth. I think about connecting to my own cycle as a woman, my own cycles, the medicine wheel that we talked about with Spirit Partners for Life in one of our previous shows. We talk about the medicine wheel as a way of cycling through life and the divine purpose behind life as we know it. Life doesn't have to be hard. It seems hard, I know, at times, and it feels like the stress is never going to end. I can promise you that the tools that I use on a daily basis relieve a lot of that stress. Your breath is another really wonderful way to connect in to your own divine rhythm, your own divine timing, your own divine self. So use your breath as a way to gauge how you're living your life. And if you are in automatic reaction mode, or if you're in receptivity mode, when you stop and breathe, you get to receive. And that is a true gift to yourself that you can give yourself every day. So we are wrapping it up here. I invite you to, again, connect in with me either at fullbodysystemwellness.com for more about the program, at my email, the empowermeshow@gmail.com, or brightbutterflyenterprises.com. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you're here. I love you, and I look forward to talking to you next week with my husband, David Buck, on Spirit Partners for Life. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in every Monday at 3 p.m. to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.